This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In Women's Premier League's Cricket Summit clash, Mumbai Indians clinch the second title as Delhi Capitals choke for the third time in succession. In the Summit clash played at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai last night, Harmanpreet Kaur's scintillating 44-ball 66 powered Mumbai Indians to a fighting 149 for the loss of 7 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capitals batters put undue pressure on themselves to finish for 141 for 9 despite the last surge from Marizanne Kapp and the teenager Nikki Prasad. Harmanpreet Kaur was awarded the player of the match for her knock. This match was a rematch of the inaugural WPL final in 2023, where Mumbai Indians emerged victorious by 7 wickets. The Union Minister Amit Shah hailed the relocation of Assam Rifles from Azawal City to Zokhansang in the significant milestone for the development of Mizoram. Speaking at the relocation of Assam Rifles battalion headquarters from the central Azawal to Lokaswag in Azawal yesterday, Shah emphasized that the move marks the new chapter for Azawal City and a pivotal step towards the state's growth. He said that the relocation of the Assam Rifles battalion headquarters is a vision for the development of Mizoram. Mr. Shah said that the Government of India has been actively working for the past 10 years to strengthen and integrate the entire Northeast.
नॉर्थईस्ट में टूरिज्म से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी तक, स्पोर्ट्स से लेकर स्पेस तक और एग्रीकल्चर से लेकर एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप तक हर क्षेत्र में विकास के नए आयाम ये 10 साल में नरेंद्र मोदी सरकार गढ़ रही है.
In Telangana, 64 members of the banned CPI Maoist Party have voluntarily surrendered before the Inspector General of Police, Multi-Zone 1 Chandrasekhar Reddy and Bhadrari Kottagram District Superintendent of the Police, Rohit Raj. The IGP informed the media that 48 men and 16 women were among those who surrendered yesterday. He said that the surrendered Maoists will be given 25,000 rupees as an immediate assistance beside the rehabilitation support. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has selected the Digital Transformation Award 2025 by the Central Banking at London in UK. The Central Bank was awarded for its digital initiatives named Prava and Sarthi, which were developed in the in-house developer team. The awards committee noted that these digital initiatives have been reduced to the use of paper-based submissions, thus transforming RBI's internal and external processes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the people to tune into the podcast interview with Lex Fridman to the broadcast today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he had a fascinating conversation with Mr. Fridman, who hosts the Lex Fridman podcast. The conversation covered the diverse topics including Mr. Modi's childhood, the years in the Himalayas, and the journey in public life. Union Minister of Communication Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the first chip made in India will be rolled out this year. Interacting with the IIT students at Chennai yesterday, he said that the 4 chips made in India will be rolled out in the next 2 years of India, will be able to supply made in India chips to Tesla, Volkswagen and also to any part of the world. He told that the 5 semiconductors are under construction in India presently. The minister informed that the government has allocated 10,000 crore rupees for the development of under artificial intelligence vision. In Myanmar, an airstrike by the military on the village under the control of pro-democracy resistance group has killed at least 27 civilians, including 6 children. A spokesperson on the Mandalay People's Defense Force reported that at least 30 people were injured in Friday's airstrike on Let Tan HLA village in Singu Township. The Mandalay People's Defense Force supports Myanmar's main opposition and seized the town of Singu in July last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.